Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, have you ever heard of Christopher Keyes before? Christopher Keyes. Oh, my goodness. I think he's my twin brother from down south. I've got a couple of these guys out there that are doing the same things that we're doing here in the state of Minnesota. Minnehaha today. It's 100 degrees here in the state of Minnesota today. But I'm going to introduce you to Christopher Keyes in just a couple minutes because I want him to go systematically and methodically in showing you and in educating you as to how you deal with corruption in the United States of America, friends. Because I'll tell you what, that's exactly what this guy has done. And I'm going to let him tell you. He's going to be up with us right after the first hard break here on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. So before that, I want to cover a couple issues before we actually get over to that. First of all, if you want to check us out online, go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 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 Subscribe to that page on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Understand that we are heavily censored by Google, YouTube, and or Facebook. And yes, we are lawfully dealing with them. We can't sit there and tell you what to do if we ourselves don't practice first what we preach, right? It's the third commandment. But with that said, Exodus 20, with that said, when you go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, go to the right side of the page and you will find the morning show with Tim Brown as well as the afternoon show with myself every day from 2 to 3 Central Standard Time and on Saturdays from 2 to 4. You're going to find 10 to 15 articles over there on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com that combat the lies that are given to you through the mainstream media. I'm going to cover a couple of those issues in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're right up on the front page, refreshing if you're on social media platforms. Go ahead and check us out on the left side of the page. Click onto it. Join us on social media platforms. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. We have a guest today, Christopher Keyes, 1-866-582-9933. So if you want to call in and add to or contend with the situation or you have a question for Christopher or myself, please give us a call. One more time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to cover this, and then I'm going to do my best to play a little audio video for you really quick, introducing you to Christopher Keyes before we actually tee it up for him. In the up-and-coming segment. You just heard, just a couple minutes ago, as to how everything's winding down. But you need to keep in mind, they're going to keep pushing this agenda forward and tell the American people stop it. And by the way, Christopher Keyes is one of those guys. But I just went over to Health Impact News because you hear during the breaks coming to the people that should know better, the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, put that up against Matthew 5:13. They're good for nothing but be trodden under the foot of men, about how you know, this is all being broken down. And I'm here to show you that it's not being broken down, maybe visually, but concerning the agenda and the propaganda, they're going to continuously push this again until the American people put a stop to it. When I went over to Health Impact News, I noticed that they highlighted this. It pushed me over the edge. Vaccine lotteries credited with enticing millions to accept jabs. I'm here to tell you, friends, that this is not true. I am here to tell you it may made an appeal to some that were willing to go ahead and sell out their soul and their natural time on this earth. I get all that, right? For a chance at winning a lottery. But you do need to consider something. When you look at what's going on in the United States of America, we have a major problem with voter fraud. Is that true? Yes, as Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, they called him, he said it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. I'm putting this in parallel to these vaccine lotteries where they're trying to sell you now that millions are being enticed to take the jab, and I'm here to tell you it's not true. Going back to the fact that we have a major, massive voter fraud issue going on in this country. No question about it. Everybody knows it. And the fact of the matter is it needs to be lawfully dealt with by the people, not the agencies and not the said representatives that mean to keep themselves in power for more control over the people. No, they need to be unseated, lawfully dealt with, Article 2, Section 4, and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose, when you watch a couple candidates going neck to neck. You always notice how it's 49 to 51%. It's always neck to neck, right? And that's purpose to drive you to the voting booth to vote for the candidates that they have put in front of you, the two that you think are actually villains one towards another, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. And Christians, let me say this. Keep in mind that to vote for the lesser of two evils, do neither. Put that up against 2 Chronicles 19:2. Now, again, when you look at the voter fraud taking place in this country, who actually promulgates or broadcasts the polling? Who does that? The mainstream media. Okay. When the winner is called out, who promulgates that? Who broadcasts that? The same mainstream media that 97% of the American people do not believe. When you look at an average conservative of the day, a conservative talking head, where is he getting this information from? The same people that have given us, the six corporations worldwide that are doing their best to control the narrative on a worldwide scale. Okay? So the talking points, regardless of which one they talk about, they're all given unto them by the six corporations that are controlled by the CIA media. So there's no truth in any of the talking points. As I shared with you yesterday, isn't it interesting how foreigners look at us? They mock us because of the information that we've been given is completely untrue. They mock us because of what we put up with. Yet over in their countries, they can see right through the fraud that's taking place in the United States of America. Friends, those that are giving us the winners concerning the candidates, you need to keep in mind they put up the candidates as well. They're the ones giving you the numbers that are fraudulent, right? Put that up against Ephesians 4:14. So you cannot, if you consider the source, you cannot believe a thing that they have to say, Ephesians 4:14, John 8:44. Okay? Why? Because there's no truth in them. The same people that are telling you that millions of people have accepted the jab because they have been enticed to take them is the same media source that has no truth in them. And it's the useful idiots that are trying to get you to believe that that's the case. You better be careful of what's taking place. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. And again, friends, I'm here to tell you it's not true. We're going to come right back with Christopher Keys on the other side, Sons of Liberty Radio.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all of the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey, I'm going to now introduce you to Christopher Keys, and we know that he's on the road right now, so we are expecting his call at any moment. And with that said, friends, I want to go ahead and show you some of the information in which we have on right now. And I'm on live radio waiting for Christopher Keys to call in 3 minutes ago. So with that said, we'll do our best to show you some audio video and do our best to just kind of hold over until he gets on the line with us. We know he's going across the state of South Dakota right now. So without further ado, let me show you what took place at Jefferson County Board of Education before he was thrown out of their meeting regarding masks. And then, of course, what's interesting, before we get to it, I just want to highlight the fact that it blows me away that they're trying to establish policy, and I've shared this with you on this show at least 1,000 times. Friends, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. But in this Jefferson County Board of Education, it's interesting how they want policy to trump the law. And the only way that this happens is when people are ignorant of the Constitution and the enumerated laws found within. Okay? So what's kind of mind-blowing a little bit, I mean, I've been through this so many times, but for some people that don't know the difference, do remember, friends, that people, again, they listen to what the boards have to say. In this particular case, Jefferson County Board of Education, that's trying to mask mandate, and they're trying to mandate vaccinations as well, until Christopher Keys actually stood up against them and called them out. But what blows me away is how the police, when they're called in, instead of dealing with the board members that are trying to transgress the law, they tell the guy that's trying to uphold the law, right, and magnify the law against the policies that they're trying to establish, the police remove the one that makes reference to the law, and then he overlooks and gives a pass to those that are trying to illegally implement policy. Friends, this is how America's being destroyed within. And as Psalm 94:20, read it when you get a moment. So I'm going to go ahead and play this out for you for a couple minutes. And again, this is Christopher Keyes at a Jefferson County Board of Education. He was thrown out of a meeting regarding masks. And then again, the police were called. So I'll just let you go ahead and check it out for yourself, friends.
Your policy is illegal and unlawful without notice. Take one of you notice. The honor of God, you say it. All of you are going to be prosecuted for fraud because don't follow through. It's allowed in the American civil life and medical disabilities. You have to give those students the opportunity. You have to. Y'all don't care. Tell me you don't care anymore. You don't care about our students anymore. You don't care about the civil life.
See, he's standing up right now calling them out for their lawlessness. And here comes the security guards at this Jefferson County Board of Education meeting. And guess what, friends? The one that's making reference to the law seems to be a threat concerning those that are trying to illegally implement policy. Again, you just can't make it up as to what's taking place here. And I'm just going back and forth right now. Sorry, guys. This has just been something else thus far. But with this, just watch as to what happens here.
Not apply to them. They think the Civil Rights Act doesn't apply to them. You don't care about me and my religion.
So Christopher is making reference to the law here.
You don't care about that, right?
And they're trying to get rid of him for making reference to the law. But here comes the educated to sit there and say, you know what, Christopher, you need to move. You need to leave right now. You can't make reference to the law. So they're escorting him out of the building, this Board of Education meeting in Jefferson County.
I can walk. I'm not a dog.
Folks, look at this. The board members and security are driving him out again for magnifying the law against the illegalities of their policies.
Everybody's got their
friends. This is what, again, I'm just here to remind you. I'm not going off on a rant. I'm just saying it's very frustrating when I watch this, because why is Christopher being escorted out of the building in the first place?
So they can read. I'm sure they can.
Listen.
All the sections and codes that they're violating, mainly the Constitution. None of you guys care about the Constitution anymore, right? Everybody thinks their policy trumps the law.
Yep.
The American Disabilities Act doesn't apply to Jefferson County. The Civil Rights Act doesn't apply to Jefferson County. Thank you so much, ma'am.
You're welcome.
I don't have my muzzle on, so you can't keep carrying me out, right? So, thank you. I'm going.
That's crazy. It's offensive.
I don't need your help. I don't need your help. I can open the door myself. I don't want your help. I don't want your help. I can open the door myself. I'm a grown man. I don't need your help. The door won't open now.
You go, sir.
Oh, thanks. Why can't you open the door? Why would...
I was trying to help you.
Okay.
Getting escorted outside of a Board of Education meeting for making reference to the law.
I left.
Now the police are called in.
What do you say to me, sir? Because I've already presented all the documents to Sheriff Petway. He knows what's going on here. Okay. But what's going on here is completely illegal and unlawful. That's fine. Yes, sir.
I understand, but we still need you to leave.
I am. I'm leaving. I'm going.
All right. Where are you parked?
I'm over in the parking lot. I don't need you to show me to my car. I'm going to leave. Okay. I'm walking out. I don't need you to help me walk to my car. I can do it by myself, okay?
You're fine. You're fine.
I don't need you to walk with me, okay? I can leave, okay? Thank you.
My office is here, too.
Okay.
This is what
I'm saying. And I'm leaving, okay? I promise you. I told you I'm leaving.
Why are Americans being escorted out of a building for a county board of education in making reference to the law? Why was it that the board of education was not lawfully removed? This is why America's in trouble.
You guys all took an oath of office, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's Sergeant Williams. I'm the SRO supervisor.
All right. Come on, sir. I'm going.
Yeah, and then the cop's acting like he's the villain for magnifying the law.
Right.
Almost mocking him. Almost laughing at him.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
Do you have children?
I do.
Do you think it's wrong for them if it goes against their religious beliefs and they have a medical condition that prevents them from wearing a mask? You think it's unlawful for them to be forced to go to school with a mask on? Do you know what the American Disabilities Act is?
I do.
Do you know what the 1964 Civil Rights Act is?
I do.
Do you know it's unconstitutional and a breach of contract for them to tell everybody that they have to wear a mask? Their policy does not trump law. Do you understand that?
I understand.
So what's going on here? Why are you escorting me out?
That's right.
Because they don't want me here and whatnot, which again is another breach of contract. But
where's your bill, please?
Right here. Okay. Right there.
Hey, how's it going?
He's being escorted out by the police, walking him to the car for standing up for the Constitution. The cops almost mocking him every step of the way. That's all he is asking, is to make reference to the law that says, you can tell my kid he better put a mask on. You can tell my kid he better take a vaccination. This is in stark contrast to every law we have in this country, America.
Sir?
So, this is him outside being escorted by the police, kicked out of the County Board of Education in Jefferson County. We're telling them that they're breaking the law, but he's the one that's being escorted out of the building. Oh, my goodness, friends. This is ouch. Hey, folks, John Locke rightly said, when the law ends, tyranny begins. When the law ends, tyranny begins. This is exactly what you're seeing today. But you see a man willing to go ahead and stand up against the bribe, because, folks, you better know that they are bought and paid for to go ahead and implement that which is unconstitutional in the first place. And as I say, friends, they only and always will get away with whatever you let them get away with. And it reminds me of something that Edmund Burke rightly said. Edmund Burke said, and I'll come back to this if I have to, but Edmund Burke said that kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principle. America, I can't play a better video for you so that you might understand as to what's taking place in this country today. This is how they're doing what they're doing. Because, America, you are being destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. Because you've forgotten my law, he said, I'll also forget your children. I don't believe the Lord has forgotten our children, but it's interesting that that coincides exactly concerning this particular situation where Jefferson County Board of Education throws out Christopher Keyes. Don't they have to produce the law if they throw something down on the people? Well, guess what, friends? Since the inception, since the very beginning of this whole pandemic, at no point have any of the governors, at no point has the president, at no point has the FDA or the CDC or the WHO, they have not one time produced one law. They've never made reference to one law that justifies what they're doing to the people on a global basis. Did you know that? There's not one law that they can make reference to. But what Christopher Keyes is doing here is making reference to several laws. I mean, he forgot Nuremberg Code. He probably knows all about that. He forgot OSHA laws. He forgot HIPAA laws. Friends, this is absolutely ridiculous as to what's playing out in front of our eyes. But this is, again, how America is being destroyed right there. Okay? What's the answer? Stand up against it. I'll tell you some more on the other side. Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Facebook says it's suspending Donald Trump's accounts for 2 years, formalizing a long-term penalty for the former U.S. president after its independent oversight board said the company was wrong to keep the ban open-ended. Facebook saying they would revisit the suspension 2 years from the date of its initial move to suspend him on January 7th, the day that the Capitol was attacked. President Biden says the latest monthly jobs report shows historic progress. Speaking in Delaware, Biden noting more than 2 million jobs have been recovered since he was inaugurated. Former Obama economic advisor Austin Goolsbee adding,
I think this is a very solid jobs number, but we need it to be bigger.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the numbers were about 100,000 less than what economists were predicting. You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House is telling private sector businesses to step up their cybersecurity.
JBS employees started returning to work this week after the company's beef operation stopped following a ransomware attack by suspected Russian hackers. The infiltration shut down meat production in North America and Australia. The White House is telling American companies to step up their cybersecurity.
It is a reminder about the importance to private sector entities of hardening their cybersecurity and ensuring they take the necessary steps to prepare for this threat, which we've seen rising even over the last few weeks.
Jen Psaki from the White House lectern. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former Vice President Mike Pence speaking in New Hampshire on Thursday, the former vice president saying that he and former President Trump are on friendly terms despite the animosity between the two over the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, folks, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side, join us on social media platforms, subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the top left side of the page. Join us on social media platforms. We have Christopher Keys with us right now, sharing with us as to what took place over at Jefferson County Board of Education. And it was interesting, Christopher, that I noticed that you were the one that was thrown out. Can you explain to me as to how that all transpired in the first place, please?
Okay, you cut out. I couldn't hear what you said. Say that again.
Okay, what we want to know is what took place at the County Board of Education over there in Jefferson County. What I noticed is you were making reference to the law, and they were trying to implement policy which undermines the U.S. Constitution. It was John Locke that rightly said, where the law ends, tyranny begins. And instead of them being escorted out of the building, the police were called on you, who was making reference to the law, exposing them for their policies that follow the law, and almost in a mocking fashion. What took place there, Christopher?
Well, I was called by a parent that had told me that they were having a board meeting and that they would like for me to come and speak, because they had seen a bunch of things that I'd done and want to know would I be so kind to come and speak on his behalf. So I said, of course, I would love to come and tell these people what was going on. But what I did in the process, because I knew what was going on, I prepared paperwork that I got from a federal attorney named Lewis Ewing. And basically what I've realized is that they're using fear and intimidation to motivate us.
Yep,
and
yep.
I know a lot about science, and I know for every action there has to be an equal and opposite reaction. So I was like, okay, if they're going to use fear and intimidation, why can't we utilize against them? okay? So I had done some stuff years ago about vaccines. So I got the attorney to put together paperwork that basically said that, look, what you guys are doing by telling the people of Jefferson County that they have to wear masks and they have to get vaccinated this next coming year, that is completely, totally unconstitutional, and it goes against the law, because the law clearly states that you can, if you have a medical condition and or religious exemption, you don't have to do either one of these things. And if you guys don't tell this truth, if you do not tell the people of Jefferson County that, number one, they don't have to wear a mask, and number two, they do not have to be vaccinated, then you are committing fraud. And if you commit fraud, I will file charges against you criminally. And then not only that, if these students take this vaccine and you told them they had to, and then they are damaged, we can't sue the vaccine companies, okay? We can't sue the vaccine companies because of the Ronald Reagan Act of 86 and because of the PrEP Act, but they can be held liable. The superintendent can be held liable. And I said, they can sue you civilly, okay? And I'm telling everybody this, and this is the paperwork, and if you guys do not stand down, then I'm coming after you. And I sent that to them certified and registered, and so then I showed up that morning, and I put extra paperwork on their desk and whatnot, and you could see in the video where, you know, they're all thumbing through it and reading it and whatnot. And for some reason, the parent that asked me to come, they initially said that they weren't going to speak, that he was going to give me his time, but evidently God got in his heart, and he wanted to speak, so he got up and spoke, and when he finished speaking, I went up to speak, and they didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear anything I had to say, and I'm like, they're like, well, you know, masks will be mandatory, you know, we do not care, you know, and that's when, you know, I stood up and said, what, you guys don't care about the Constitution? You don't care about the American Civil Rights Act? You know, you don't care about these things? And they gave me no response, whatnot, and they just said, "What, you know, I'm disrupting the meeting and this and that." They shut down the meeting, and then they escorted me out, and then they called the police and treated me like I was a dog with a muzzle. But does that answer your question?
Yeah, they did, Christopher. I noticed that. As a matter of fact, I got the video playing from the Jefferson County Board of Education. By the way, what state is that? Is that in Alabama or Georgia?
No, that is in Alabama.
Alabama. Okay, so we are watching it even as you're speaking now, and it's interesting to note that that's right. You're making reference to the law, and these said representatives have forgotten that they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, and they act like they're demigods. And the reason they're acting this way is because they've gotten away with it far too long, Christopher. So when they see someone like you, well, all of a sudden in their mind, they think that you're an enemy of the state when you're actually the one showing them that which they're doing or implementing or attempting to implement is completely unconstitutional.
Completely and totally. And I've been in this game for 24 years. They can't stand me. You know, they've done everything to shut me up and shut me down. And I know the law. And I'm a Christian. I'm all for God. My name is Christopher, and Christ is in Christopher. My last name is Key. And God's given me the keys to open up many doors, and I will not stand down. I will not stand down. I will knock down every one of the doors, because our children's lives are at stake. Not only are our children's lives at stake, humanity is. People don't realize right now we're in the midst of the sixth extinction, and nobody's talking about it. You know, 1 in 3 of our males are infertile, 1 in 4 of the females are infertile. In the animal kingdom, when it gets to 1 in 2, that animal goes extinct. We're right there. Why are we right there? We're right there, number one, because of vaccines, number two, because of glyphosate, number three, because of all the poisons in the water and the air, and they're doing this by design, and nobody's talking about it. Dang it, I am talking about it, and I'm going to continue to talk about it, and God's going to take care of me, and if I've got to be a martyr, I don't care, because I know somebody's got to stand up for the truth, and if God's put me in this place, I will stand up and continue to stand up for this tyranny, because it has to be done, and we've got a way now to beat them, okay? These paperworks are put together very, very well, and anybody can take the paperwork that I've utilized, and they can present it to their Board of Education, they can present it to those people, and as you've seen in Alabama, they stood down. Why they stand down? Because they don't want to be sued individually, and they brought it back to their attorneys. Their attorneys looked at it and they're like, oh my God, this guy, this is legit. Yes, they can. And that's how we beat them, I think.
Amen. You're exactly right, Christopher. You have to take their game and shove it right down their throat, and it's not unlawful what you're doing. What they're doing is unlawful. Let me go back to the video, because I want to just play-by-play this with you while I got you on the phone with me. So you're at the Board of Education in Jefferson County, and now it's to the point where you have these board members are actually trying to see you outside of the building right now. What was it that they were saying to you during the time that they were trying to escort you out while they were awaiting the police on the outside of the building?
They weren't saying much of anything. As you can see, I'm talking to them because what they're doing when they're surrounding me like that, they're trying to intimidate me,
okay?
I will not be intimidated. You can't intimidate me because there's nothing you can do to intimidate me. So I was talking to them the entire time, telling them about the Constitution, asking them, do they not care about the Constitution? Do they not care about the American Disabilities Act? Do they not care about the American Civil Rights Act? You know, why are they following orders? The scientists and all the people in the Nuremberg trials, they followed orders. And
that's
what does that give, okay? They can't just follow us. That's no excuse, you know. And I was wanting them to know that. But again, they're trying to use fear and intimidation to walk me out. And then they got the police out there. And you know, the police, you know, most of the police are there. They're about to, oh my God, there's a police. Oh, yeah, I don't care, dude. I've met with police. I've stood up to police. They do not bother me. Police do not bother me because I know the Constitution. I know my rights. And I will not break the law because I know what the law is and I stand for this country. So the police couldn't intimidate you. He's trying to, and then they got another cop guy. And another guy shows up. Oh yeah, I don't care who you are. Yeah, you're a police officer. You stand up. Did you take an oath of office, sir? Did you take an oath of office? Then I have that oath of office.
Yeah, Christopher, I want to go back to something that you said when during the Nuremberg trials. It would have been better if people would have actually took the time to know the Constitution of that republic during the time of Adolf Hitler's reign, because everything he did was illegal. Matter of fact, at the commencement of the Nuremberg trials, it was actually President Harry Truman that said that the laws of God and the laws of men have been broken here. That's how they started off the proceedings before they dealt with all these war criminals. And it's also interesting to note that how many of them resorted back to, and many of them were executed, regardless of what they said, but they kept going back to saying, well, we were just following orders concerning Adolf Hitler. No, if they knew the Constitution, they would have stood up against Adolf Hitler. They wouldn't have went out and did his biddings, namely murdering, what, 11 million people, Jews, gypsies, and dissidents? And instead of obeying God and the laws of that particular republic, they obeyed Adolf Hitler, and they ended up killing off their own people. This is what people need to pay attention to right now, and this is one of the things that we reiterate on this show. If you're following orders, it better be from the Constitution, because before you served we the people, regardless if it's in a representative position in government or in the military or a police officer, whatever the case might be, a judge, you uphold your hand, swearing to God and man with your hand on the Bible that you will uphold the enumerated laws found within. You didn't say anything about ignoring the Constitution and taking orders from someone that's violating it. As a matter of fact, your oath goes as follows. You deal with the one violating the oath, not the person that's trying to uphold the law. And this is exactly what we've seen. I wanted to ask you another thing here, Christopher, while I'm watching this video. The police are now involved as we're rolling this video out on social media platforms. It's interesting to me that they were almost like a mocking tone with you as they were escorting you out. What was it that the police that said that they were just doing their jobs in this particular case, what was it that they were conveying to you? Or was it just you kind of educating them concerning what the law states?
Again, as you can see and listen to, I use every opportunity I have to educate, okay? And these people, our law officers know what's going down, but again, they're doing their job. So I was just trying to tell him, you know, why he's escorting me out, that, you know, I can find my car. I know where my car is. You know, I don't need your help. And then tell him about the Constitution. You know, did you stand for the Constitution? Do you not know that these guys are blatantly violating the Constitution? And again, you don't care about the American Disabilities Act. You know, he's just doing his job. He's just walking out and doing what he's been told to do. So, again, I was using an opportunity to educate the officers like I always do, and hopefully, you know, he heard it. If he doesn't, I don't care. But, again, what people don't realize, we the people have so much strength. Each individual has so much strength, and that's what they don't want you to know, because it only takes one person to tell another person, one turns to two turns before, before you know it, 7 billion people knows what's going on, and we will take this country back, and we will defeat this evil, Luciferian, demonic, demonic battle that's going on with Satan right now, and people don't understand that. And I will not stand for it anymore.
I got to take a hard break. I'm talking to Christopher Keys right now, friends. Standing up against Jefferson County Board of Education, he was thrown out for making reference to the law that exposed their unconstitutional policy to the point where, friends, he was escorted out, not just by some of the board members and security, but also the police. We'll be right back on the other side, and we got one segment left, friends, so let's make it count.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking to Christopher Keys right now, an individual that went up against the Jefferson County Board in Alabama. And he was basically calling out the board members that work for him for their unconstitutional policies. So what do? They surround him. They attempt to intimidate him. Friends, it all goes with the territory. But like Christopher said, you can go ahead and do all that you want. But like King David, friends, you can have tens of thousands, but I'm still going to be confident in the Lord. Okay? And there is a difference of understanding that people that have the Holy Ghost, Acts 5:32, they understand exactly what Christopher's talking about. And I want to reiterate something right here, right now on this show. This is how you do it. You have to take it to them, because when you take it to them, they do not know how to respond. The only thing that they can resort to is calling names, look at each other. Okay, I thought we were right in doing what we're doing. What's wrong with this guy? Well, if they would have taken the time to read the Constitution, they would have known that he was right, and they would have stood with him rather than against him. And so would have the police, but they did not. Every one of them violated the U.S. Constitution. Now, going back to Christopher, I want to to take it to somewhat another step forward, because this is great stuff. And we see this. When we see it, we want to jump on it. We see it with James Coates over in Canada. We see it with Artur Pavlovsky. We've had him on the radio, too. And, folks, I've been under this fire that Christopher's under right now. Literally 1,000 times, and it's the surest sign that you're in the will of God. Because had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. When they're crucifying you, we understand as Christians, while they do this, that this is the power of God unto salvation, because the Lord said, in turn, it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. That's what's going to happen here. Watch this. Listen to this carefully. For those that are on social media platforms, those that are listening in 153 cities right now, Christopher, when you said, you basically took it to them at this board meeting, and that wasn't enough until you went back, you sought out the law, you got an attorney, and you went back and said, I'm going to take this to each one of you. What happened to their resolve, their unconstitutional policies, once you went back and said to them, I'm going to take each one of you to account concerning the unconstitutional policies that you now mean to implement? Can you go ahead and share with our listeners as to what the outcome was, please?
This was one of the biggest wins I've had, and again, it has nothing to do with Christopher Key. They give all the glory to God.
Amen.
And what we had last Thursday, they wrote a letter to all the parents and did a PR release saying that they will not force our children for the next school year to be masked. They would encourage them to wear masks, but they will not force them to wear masks, which is an unbelievable win. But what I did, other than that paperwork, is because I knew the whole thing of getting the mask mandate lifted, what they would use then was that the only way you get that lifted is if you got vaccinated. And I knew that was coming. And that's why in the paperwork I addressed, I told them, number one, our children didn't have to wear masks. But number two, they did not have to be vaccinated. So in that same letter that they sent out to all the parents, they said that, number one, our children next year will not have to wear masks. And number two, they said that our children in Jefferson County will not have to be vaccinated.
Amen.
They encourage them. They encourage them all to be vaccinated, but they will not make them get vaccinated. So that is a huge, huge win, and it shows you the power of the pen, and it shows you what happens when you stand up to this tyranny and you play their game back with them, and you spend the intimidation against them, and use the law and use the law justly. So right now, yeah, the kids in Jefferson County do not have to wear masks, and they do not have to be vaccinated, which is huge, because I knew what was going to happen when the school year started was all these children that have been vaccinated, they're all going to be shedding, and that process takes about a month or two, and then we know that there really is no such thing as a flu season. What happens in October and November, the trees and everything dies, and we don't have that those trees to take in the carbon anymore, and that's why we all get sick, is because of the particular matter that's in the air and whatnot. And because of that, all these students are going to get COVID again, and they're going to blame it on who? They're going to blame it on the children that have not been vaccinated, and the children that have not been wearing masks, and they were going to push the vaccine even harder. But this right here in Jefferson County is a huge win, but we got to do it in every county across the country, because I'm telling you, they're going after our children. They went after the adults, but now they approved the vaccine for the children, and they're going to go hard after them as much as they can, and we have to stand up to this tyranny. We have to stop this now, and we have a way right now to do it. That's something very simple, that we can give this paperwork to anybody that's out there. You can present it to your county board. If you don't want to do it, I'll come in and I'll take care of it for you. That's how passionate I am about this. I'll come do it. I'll come talk to the guys, because they can't scare me. They cannot scare me.
Can I ask you something, though, really quick, Christopher, because I want to have a little bit of a conversation. I I'm not condescending. I'm really not. But I got a question for you. Why are you so worked up?
Why am I so worked up? Because this is about the children, okay?
Amen.
This is about the children, and these people have been after me, like I said, for 24 years. I used to have the most controversial supplement company in the world. I was banned by the NFL, the PGA, Major League Baseball. They came in, seized everything I own, found me $522 million. I got a court order. I can't practice in my field for 10 years. And I stood down from doing what I love because of the court order I had. And when this stuff started happening a year ago, I'm like, I can't stand down anymore. I was yelling and screaming about this stuff with my company, because I was helping people without drugs, without chemicals, without surgery, and they came in and shut me down. So when this whole thing on COVID broke, I finally like, look, if nobody else is going to stand up and fight these guys, the heck with it. I've got to do it. And that's when I started my campaign to go after these people. And I've been arrested and I'm put in jail for not wearing a mask at Whole Foods, where that case is coming up to June 9th, where I'm going to be able to subpoena the governor of Alabama. I'm going to be able to subpoena the medical advisor. And we're going to make them prove in court that there is been an isolated virus, that there is a virus. And they're not going to be able to do this. So this is so big.
That's right.
This is so big because I'm going to expose everything that's going on. And we've already got one win, and we will have another win with my verdict for trespassing in Alabama. And then we'll be able to go after Amazon and Whole Foods, the governor, the medical advisor, all these people. And I've got plans on how to do that, and we can implement this together.
Okay, now, I just want to say this, guys, because I'm totally on board with what Christopher's doing, and so should you. This is the definition of what a Christian does. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. You know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Watchman Nee. He was a Chinese Christian, and he said by the time the average Christian gets his temperature up to normal, he said everybody thinks he has a fever. You know, isn't it something that we got Christopher online with us right now that took it to the Jefferson County Board of Education concerning the children? He's passionate about protecting our kids. It's amazing to me, Christopher, that everybody in this country isn't up in arms and is passionate about their children as you are, my friend. Because this is exactly how Christians should be walking out their faith as they follow the Christ. We follow the Christ, then what do? Protestant has meaning. Protestants. That is so foreign to the American church, it sickens me. And it really comes down to the fact that they have no understanding about their history whatsoever. Even going to the natural, concerning our forefathers, and what it is that they established, and how they established, and who they called upon to establish what it is that we have today. And it's blowing my mind that there's so many people out there that just don't quite get it. This is how you do it. And Christopher, over here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, and Bradley Dean, my friend, we high five what you're doing. And rest assured, God is willing to give you what you're willing to fight for. You keep fighting, brother, because we are too. God does not need a majority to prevail. He just needs an irate minority to do his biddings. And rest assured, he'll give us the victory as long as we don't get in the way. We're proud of you, Christopher, and we're on your side. And you've got 153 cities right now listening to your message, and I'm just telling you, before I even got Christopher on the phone today, I told him I want you to lead the way, I want you to show them how to do it, and he just did. Christopher, I'll give you the last word. How do you want people to get a hold of you? You have a campaign where people need to support what you're doing out there and the such. I'll give you the last minute.
Okay, basically what we've got going on right now is Keys to Life.info, Keys to Life.shop, and there's a Keys to Freedom. The main one is the Keys to Freedom is a GoFundMe page that help with the attorney's fees and everything of what we're about to do to fight this. And because we've got the ability to fight this now, we need you guys' help. We need your support, and anybody can do this. I can help those people that want the help, and we can help get 100,000 Christopher Keys going out here around the country and beating these people at their own game, because it can be done. It will be done. And people have to realize they have to test and prove all things and keep that which is good. And when you do that, you'll find the truth, and the truth will make us free. And that's what we have to be done now, is made free again, because right now you're saying all these people are standing down. Yes, they're standing down. Why are they standing down? Because they're being poisoned. But all these toxic chemicals are making the men docile. We don't have men that are active anymore. We need to make men again, and I know how to do that. So get with me, and we'll take care and make men again, and we'll take back this country together.
Amen. Thank you. Christopher Keys, keep it up, my brother. Keep us posted, and we will keep you in the mix concerning what's going on in the country. We want people to know exactly how you are following the Christ here. Thank you very much. Folks, 1 Corinthians 11:1 says, follow me as I follow Christ. That's what it is. That's Christianity. That's what it looks like when you stand up, friends. And the fact of the matter is, folks, there's so few that are willing to actually love their country and their God enough to do it. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.